Robert Griffin III saying more stuff about the Washington Commanders roster moves and where the team needs to turn their attention now and what happens in 2022 if everything goes down in flames. All of that right now on the Locked On Commanders podcast.
Your daily podcast on the Washington Commanders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in, Commanders fans, to the Locked On Commanders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Washington Commanders. We are free. We are available on all platforms. We thank you for making us your first listen of the day or your first view if you're joining us over on YouTube. I'm David Harrison, covering the Washington Commanders for Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation, and my co-host Chris Russell, the Rooster, is one half of the Russell and Medhurst show on the Team 980. Find Chris and Pete there Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern or anytime, along with this show on the Odyssey app. When we're not there and we're not here, we're on Twitter at dharrison82, at russellmania621, and at locommanders.
All right, David, thank you. And thanks again, Commanders fans, for making us your first listen or your first view. If you're watching along on YouTube, which we thank you for doing, subscribing, downloading, you know the whole deal. So let's get started with the show. And Robert Griffin III, a man that I covered every day of his Washington Commanders / Redskins career, and boy, was it an odyssey and then some, David, said something really interesting on ESPN. I believe this was on Friday afternoon, if memory serves me correct. Why don't we take a listen?
Washington Commanders have surprise Super Bowl contender written all over them. Wow. The reason they went and got Carson Wentz is because if he plays like he did last year, they will at least be in playoff contention because it was better than the quarterback play they had last year. But if he can turn the clock back to 2017, where he was an MVP candidate, he can help lead the Washington Commanders on a deep playoff push. They're loaded at wide receiver. Scary Terry. They got a healthy Curtis Samuel and Jahi Dotson that they just drafted from Penn State. And that defensive line, Chase Young, Montez Sweat, Dayron Payne, Jonathan Allen, that defensive line has to show up. That defense underperformed last year, and because of that, they struggled collectively as a team. But if they can get all those ifs, and it's a lot of ifs to go together, their roster is stacked, and it's the best roster Washington has had in at least the last 10 years.
All right, so that audio is courtesy of ESPN and NFL Live, so we thank them for that. So you just heard that, David, besides the obvious butchering of Dayron Payne's name. Dayron Payne, who hasn't been traded yet. He's on the run. Besides that, what do you make of what old Commander Robert had to say there?
It's weird. I mean, that's really kind of the best way that I can put it is that it's weird. And look, I mean, you know, I know that this quote and what he's been saying has been kind of making the rounds. I wrote it up for our Washington coverage for SI's Fan Nation and all that. So I'm part of trying to distribute what he's saying because it's interesting what he's saying. And it is, you know, noteworthy and newsworthy, whatever. It's ESPN, you know, and his relationship with Washington, all that stuff. But it's and I wrote this in the piece, Chris. It's not so much that what he's saying is like outlandish or all that out of left field or all that crazy. It's the fact that he is the one saying it. And as soon as, I mean, I don't, you know, I didn't watch the segment leading up to RG3's comments, but, you know, NFL Live, they're in studio. Adam Schefter is there, Damian Woody on either side of the host, and they've got like the Washington Commanders graphic. So obviously they're talking about the Commanders. And so they bring in RG3 and, you know, there's an obvious connection there. So you know what they're trying to do there. But then when he starts off with their surprise Super Bowl contender, I mean, Schefter is immediately shocked. And Damian Woody, listen, I don't know, Damian. We're not boys. We're not friends. We didn't grow up together. But I have grown up with some guys, and I know some people. And when I give someone the face, the look that Damian Woody had, or Damian Woody or a friend of mine gives me the face that Damian Woody was making on that show, it only means one thing, and it means you're being weird, and he doesn't know why you're being weird. But that's the best way I can describe it. Coming from RG3 is weird.
For our YouTube viewers, David, what kind of face are you talking about?
It's like
can you give us an example?
It's like a this face.
Bro. What the hell are you talking about? What kind of face?
What? You really just said a Ford Mustang is going to beat a Ferrari? Like what? what are you talking about, bro? Like, that's the face that Damian Woody had. You know what I mean? Like you're gonna slide with no timeouts inside the 20 with only 8 seconds left, bro. What are you doing? Like,
well, Robert didn't slide. That was part of his problem.
No, that was Dak. But all that's right. The face Damian had, and it had me cracking up because I know exactly what that face means. Again, maybe it means different to Damian, but where I come from, I know exactly what that face means.
All right, so I think that's a funny little context that I didn't think about, okay, so on Schefter and Damian Woody. The actual point that he makes, right, is, you know, if Carson Wentz stays healthy, if Carson Wentz goes back to 2017 form, at minimum, they'll be in contention for a playoff spot. They've got a loaded wide receiver room. He mentioned Scary Terry. He mentions a totally healthy Curtis Samuel. We don't know that, right? We think that, but we don't know that for sure because we didn't have enough evidence last year. He mentions the drafting of Jahan Dotson. He mentions a loaded defensive line. Like, Robert's not clearly he knows some of the personnel on the team, right? And this is some of the stuff that we talk about all the time on this podcast, in your writing at SI.com, on my radio show, on Twitter, all of that. We all understand this. But is he saying, David, look, if everything breaks right, this team could not only make the playoffs, but it could make a deep run?
Yeah, I mean, look, you could say that for every NFL team, right? If everything breaks right. But I mean, you say it about some teams and it's more realistic than you say it about other teams, right? Like, if I were to come on here and say, you know, look at the Houston Texans. If Davis Mills can be the next Tom Brady and if Brandon Cooks can be the next Tyreek Hill, then the Houston Texans can make noise. Well, that's true. But what are the chances of that actually happening? Now, I don't know what the chances are Carson Wentz returning to 2017 Carson Wentz, but honestly, I don't know that the Commanders need Carson Wentz to return to 2017 Wentz, because again, this is still a team right now that, as far as I see it, is predicated on defense, but they are doing more on offense to try to spread the workload, spread the balance, not put it all on the shoulders of the defense. And I think that's a reaction to last season, to RG3's point, the defensive line, the pass rush specifically, not really doing a whole lot, or not as much anyway that we expected them to be. What is a possible reason for that? Possibly Chase Young, Montez Sweat, Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, perhaps looking across the line of scrimmage on their own offense and saying, guys, they ain't got it. We have to win every single game. And that puts more pressure on you. And as a young guy, that makes you want to go out there and try to do superhero things. So now if you're a defense, and if I'm Jack Del Rio, I come and say, guys, look, you guys are super talented. Look on the other side of the ball. They've got some pieces too. They've got Terry. They've got Jahan. They've got Antonio, JD. They've got Logan back. They've got Brian Robinson now adding that thump a little bit. We don't need to carry all the water. Let them carry their own water. We carry our water. It simplifies things a little bit. So to that end and to that point, I think the Washington Commanders do have a lot of pieces that are in place. It's going to be how quickly they gel, if they gel at all, because that's, I mean, that's not a guarantee anyway. But if what we're starting to kind of glean from what the Colts are kind of saying, and this is why we talk about when the Colts talk, because when the Colts talk, it almost starts come across like we're laying the groundwork for when people start questioning why we traded this quarterback. And we start talking about why they traded the quarterback in the first place. And a lot of it's coming out that it's not necessarily X's and O's and performance-based. It's more personal and maybe some belief-based type of situations. If that's the case, then Washington may be getting a quarterback that, you know what, look, he might only be a 78 or an 80 on the Madden scale, but 70 or 80 or 80 on the Madden scale could put this team in playoff contention. And you're going to hear me say this every year, this team is in playoff contention. If you're in the tournament, you are a Super Bowl contender, period.
You're right. You're not wrong on that. The question is whether they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And listen, at this time last year, nobody thought the Cincinnati Bengals were. So is there the possibility that they are? Absolutely. Again, if a lot of things go in their favor. All right, so David, Robert can say whatever he wants to say. And listen, he's paid to talk, right? He has opinions. We all have opinions. But I have an opinion. I have a potential conspiracy theory, which I wanted to drop on you and our audience coming up next. Plus, the Commanders make a couple of small roster moves. And what do they need as they enter OTAs? That's coming up next right here on the Locked On Commanders podcast.
I'll tell you what, Chris, Robert Griffin III's comments weren't the only things I received this weekend. I also received a fresh shipment of birthday cake puffs. I've never had anything like those before. And I will tell you, the birthday cake puffs went down a little bit easier than RG3's comments went down. And those obviously came from built.com. If you haven't tried the puffs, I'll let you in on a little secret, because that's what friends do. We like to be friendly around here. They're a chocolate covered marshmallow protein bar. That's right. You heard me. Let me say it again. A chocolate covered marshmallow protein bar, delicious flavored marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. Make every day your birthday with Built's birthday cake puffs. Built has taken the delicious experience of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake and robed it in 100% white chocolate and added sprinkles. With 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar, this limited time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety into your day. All Built Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means that with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. And they're made with a collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. So go to Built.com to get the birthday cake puffs right now. Use a promo code LOCK15. You'll get 15% off of your order. So use that promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com.
All right. Thanks for making the Locked On Commanders podcast your first listen and your first view each and every day. If you're watching along on YouTube, either way, we thank you for being with us. Along with David Harrison, I'm Chris Russell. And again, you can see our Twitter handles on the screen if you're watching, or if you're listening along, it's at dharrison82, at WrestleMania621, at LO Commanders for the Twitter handles. All right, David, let's get to it and finish up Robert Griffin III's comments on the Washington Commanders. So I have this wackadoo conspiracy theory, and I'm just going to tell you, I have no inside knowledge of this. I know this organization and how it used to be and how it still may be in certain pockets. And I know Robert Griffin III because, again, I covered him very closely for the time he was here. He had a book, a tell-all book, that he announced that he had a publisher, a legitimate co-author, a guy named Gary Myers, longtime journalist for the New York Daily News. I actually worked with Gary at SI.com before you came aboard to SI.com. He had it all set up. I bought the book. I pre-ordered the book. It was a tell all this, that, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to tell you the inside story about how I was treated, all that stuff, summarizing real quickly. All of a sudden, one day, poof, the book goes away. Poof. No reason, no announcement, no rationale, no explanation, no nothing. A month or so-ish later, Robert Griffin III's on ESPN saying, hey, the Commanders are Super Bowl contenders, baby. They are Super Bowl bound. Let's all meet up in Glendale for drinks.
Yeah.
So here's my conspiracy theory. Did Dandy Dan get to Robbie Rob?
I mean, I would hope not, but it's weird, man. Like going back to the comments, it's weird. The whole thing, just like the timeline you laid out. I mean, in the span of, I actually did the math, in the span of about 70 days, not even a full 90. So 90 days, a month and a half is a month and a half or 2.5 months, sorry, or 3 months rather. Wow. Not even in a full 3 months, in 70 days, right around there, RG3 goes from "the truth will set you free" and "I'm about to expose it." That's a paraphrase. "I'm about to expose it." Right. To "no, I'm not. Never mind. Also, the Commanders might win the Super Bowl." Like, it's just, it's so weird, man. And they're like, it's weird to the point that there has to be something going on. And I promise you that it's not that the Washington Commanders were really wowed about his 40 time at the Run Rich Run event, and maybe they're going to sign him to a free agent contract. It's not that. So it's got to be something else. And it's either Dan got to him, you know, and maybe gave him some incentives, right? Some greenback incentives to not move forward the project. Or it's, and I think Pete brought this up on your radio show, it's, hey dude, you ain't clean. Like, you can throw all the rocks in this glass house you want, but guess what? That glass is going to fall on you too, brother. So be careful what you do.
Yeah, and listen, again, there's more than legitimate reasons why he dissolved the book project, and more than legitimate reasons why he also said, hey, the Commanders are surprise Super Bowl contenders. I think everybody can realize that, maybe sort through each one of those, right? It's just the combination of the two in that recent time frame, like you're mentioning. It's the no explanation as to why we're not doing the book anymore. And and trust me, I've poked around on it, and I've been met with a lot of resistance and a lot of, I don't know, like a little roll of the eye, you know, kind of thing. So again, nobody is accusing anybody of anything. We're just wondering here. We're wondering out loud. And the history of, quite honestly, the owner and this particular figure, Robert Griffin III, brought down one of the greatest head coaches and one of the greatest coaching staffs ever constructed by mankind in the history of the National Football League. Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, I mean, on and on and on. Everybody knows how great that coaching staff was, and Robert and Dan basically together kind of destroyed them. And it's just hard to sit here and say all of a sudden we're not doing the book and no explanation, and now we're picking the Commanders to be a surprise Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, that's weird. Somebody needs to make a meme out of Damian Woody's face.
It's very weird.
It's just weird. All right.
we'll bury that for right now. David, on the field, or sort of on the field, the Commanders begin OTAs next week, right? And they made a couple of roster moves on Monday morning. First, they waived a young veteran linebacker and special teamer, really. He appeared in 11 games and played exclusively on special teams, but he did play linebacker in the in preseason, Jordan Kanasik. And then they signed undrafted free agents, linebacker Bryce Notre and cornerback Nigel Hill. Now, according to Notre's agent, the linebacker, who's from Southern Illinois, was at rookie camp last weekend that you attended and was scheduled to visit the Saints this weekend. So the Commanders are kind of jumping the gun here a little bit. Clearly, they liked what they saw, and they didn't want him to go visit New Orleans. Do you make anything out of these moves, or is it just, hey, filling out the 90-man roster, which they are at right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that it's more just filling out the roster, but you also like to see that, you know, they're filling out the roster with guys who have a potential fit for something that this team needs. They're going to have the opportunity to work out, show who they are within the organization, meeting room, study, you know, how quickly can you absorb the playbook, the calls, the checks, the signals, all that stuff. You know, and you never know. I mean, look, you know, a guy who's come up on this show before when we talked about, you know, solid contributors to the team, Cam Brate, tight end down in Tampa Bay. He's an undrafted guy, you know, and he was undrafted, spent, I want to say 2 years, maybe one full year on the practice squad with the Bucs, ended up with the Saints. Like think about that. The Saints actually had Cam Brate on their roster as a practice squad player as well, and then let him get poached right back to the Buccaneers. And now Cam Brate is going on a very long stretch of being a very big contributor to the Buccaneers and going up against the Saints every year. So, I mean, look, you know, you can't necessarily sit here and predict like, hey, this guy is going to be your starting, you know, Mike linebacker for the next 5 years or anything like that. But it is encouraging at least to see that the team, when you look at it and say these should be the priorities, you see that the team is agreeing at least to a certain extent from execution.
Yeah, and there's still other needs that we'll have to get to as we go along here that they could be looking at, such as a veteran defensive tackle, which we've touched on, a veteran corner, which we've also touched on, and a lot of people were surprised that they weren't more aggressive in the draft. And of course, the puzzle still will extend beyond just next week or beyond this week, right? Because post June 1st, remember, they get the Landon Collins money. And that's still a possibility that they could actually bring him back because he hasn't signed with anybody. And there's been a lot of smoke, if you will, to that fire. All right, coming up next on the Locked On Commanders podcast, David, we will listen to an interesting voicemail from our pal and listener and watcher, Big Mac. Wait till you hear what he has to say. That's coming up next right here on LOC. But this episode, guys, is brought to you by our friends at Rock Auto. That's right. With cars and trucks being really our only reliable methods of transportation, we've got to take care of our vehicles no matter what it is, whether it's old, new, foreign, domestic, souped up or not. And one way to do that especially if you have a little bit of mechanical skill, is with our friends at Rock Auto and rockauto.com. Why go to those big auto parts superstores where they're going to charge you maybe 20, 30, 40% more, where they're not going to treat you like their buddy, the mechanic down the street who buys in volume and is there all the time? They're going to give him the discount. They're not going to give you the discount. Or a factory dealership, which is going to charge you buku bucks for labor and parts. See, you could do it all yourself by going and saving the money and your time at rockauto.com. Why? Because you don't have to go anywhere. You can order it from your couch, your kitchen table, wherever you want. rockauto.com is the place to go. Whatever you need, they will get it to you at a more than fair price, and they'll get it to you quickly. So go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked On in there. How did you hear about us box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com.
Back now to wrap up this episode of the Locked On Commanders podcast. And Chris, like you said, we got a voicemail from our guy, Big Mac, asking about, look, you know, we're talking about some of the promise, right? Upgraded quarterback, Jahan Dotson, Fedarian Mathis, Brian Robinson Jr. looking good early on, easy quote unquote schedule. But what if this thing doesn't go well? So let's let Big Mac ask the question himself.
Hey guys, this is Big Mac from South Carolina. Just wanted to give you a call real quick. My take on the Washington situation is, if this season is a bust, you'll be seeing a coaching change and maybe a GM change, just due to the fact that at the end of the season they should have made some kind of change with Scott Turner. After Dwayne Haskins, he brought in his guys from Carolina, which he continues to bring people from Carolina, but his guys, talking about Ron, and things didn't work out. Scott Turner did not use Taylor Heineke in the way he needed to use him and what he could do. You don't bring in a comedian and then say, hey, can you cook? Well, thing is, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. I think you'll see a change. All right, guys.
All right, thanks again to Big Mac from South Carolina. And David, some interesting points there, and definitely you can hear the passion. I mean, listen, it all goes wrong, right? There's a lot of people that are going to have to pay a price. I think we have to define, though, what is all going wrong. We've touched on this before, right? If it's a third consecutive seven-win season and they're close in every game and Carson Wentz is standing and he plays reasonably well, I think this coaching staff and I think the organization and the direction gets a little more time. Yeah. If it's a three-win disaster, I think we're, you know, it's a different prism. It's a different telescope, if you will, that we're looking through.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, outside of injury, right? Injuries are always a weird part of this whole scenario because injuries matter, you know what I mean? And they come at some of the most inopportune times. I mean, there's never an opportune time to suffer an injury, but I think context is going to matter. But I think, you know, if everybody's healthy, if we finish the roster with the season with the roster as healthy as it, you know, can expect to be, you're going to lose some guys here and there. I think 8 wins. Like, I don't think you can do 7. I think if you have 7 wins, I think there's going to be some question. I don't know if it's guaranteed, but I think 8 wins is kind of a minimum earmark. And then also, is it 8 wins and Carson played the whole season and now we're losing a second round draft pick because that goes into decision making? Or is it 8 wins and maybe, you know, Carson came out after 5 games and Sam brought us in and won, you know, four or so games for us, you know, down the stretch and shows some promise? It's really a hard question to really answer, like, what does bust me? But I agree with you to a certain extent. I think anything less than 7 wins, this whole thing is in trouble. But 7 or more, I think depending on context, you can live with that depending on how they got to that. I think the big question, Chris, because Big Mac mentioned this, does losing Mayhew automatically mean Rivera goes too and vice versa? Does losing Rivera, like whatever Rivera gets fired, does that mean Mayhew also gets fired with him? No questions asked.
These are all questions for us to ponder more and more as the summer develops and as the season develops. But Big Mac, we appreciate you for providing us some fodder. All right, that's going to do it for us, guys, right here on the Locked On Commanders podcast. Thanks for making LOC your first listen of the day and your first view of the day. Now make Locked On NFL, Locked On NFL Podcast, your second listen and watch. The schedule may be dark, but the NFL never stops. Neither does Locked On NFL. Get insights and opinions from hosts, including Ross Jackson, Chris Carter, and Tony Wiggins, plus local Locked On NFL hosts representing all 32 squads. There's no offseason for real fans. Make sure you're subscribed to the Locked On NFL Podcast on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back. The next edition, I'll be solo. Then David will return for a solo edition. And then we'll be back together again before the week is out. Plenty of content still to come. If you want to hop aboard, 301-615-3577, like Big Mac in South Carolina did, 301-615-3577, or Locked On Washington Commanders at gmail.com. For David Harrison, who is covering the Commanders for SI.com's Fan Nation, I'm Chris Russell, one half of the Russell and Medhurst Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. If you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another. Don't drive like a maniac. And thank you for joining us right here on the Locked On Commanders Podcast.